what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one, the only, the hilarious, the wonderful, the lovable, the sweet, the kind, the cuddly, Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie, how are you?
Oh, jeez. Aren't you his little sweetie pie, huh, man?
I thought I'd start with a heavy dose of love to start the week off. You know, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? How's it going, Ben?
It's going very well, thank you. Excited to start a new week of recaps. A lot of good stuff going on. Just a reminder that today is Monday, and tonight we have Take a Seat on Spotify Live. That's at 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. It's basically an interactive show. We talk about mostly, almost entirely Bravo gossip and news. We talk about like what people thought about various, you know, episodes that have just aired. We talk, you guys talk. It's a lot of fun. You don't have to have a Spotify account, but it makes it a lot easier. So, and it's free. So come join us. It's always a lot of, it's a riot. We always have a really good time. So that's, again, tonight at 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Take a seat. Also, if you go to Crappens Merch, you can get some sweet, sweet, sweet stuff from our merch depot. So go check that out. It's really fun. And we've always enjoyed when we go to do our live shows and we see people in those shirts, etc., hats, whatever you're going to get. So go check that out. In the meantime, today we are talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta. We did just record our Top Chef recap. That's on the Patreon bonus this week. It's a Patreon bonus. Unless anything crazy happens, Top Chef will be back on the main feed next week. But for this week, that whole recap in Galveston is going to be on Patreon. Okay, so keep an eye out for that. But today, it's Atlanta. We're talking about episode 3 of the latest season of Atlanta. Ronnie, what did you think?
Fine. Love it. Good episode. I was waiting for this one because this is the one we see in the previews of that Karen being like, this is a child's birthday party.
I know.
This is a child's birthday party. It's like being, taking your kid to Disneyland and being shocked that, you know, there's a mouse with a giant head. You know, like what the fuck did you think was going to happen? It was Real Housewives of Atlanta, lady.
Yeah, you're on a reality show, okay? It's Real Housewives of Atlanta. The show has, I don't know what its TV rating is, but you have to imagine it's not like...
It's, you know, Ma. It's Ma, of
it's
course.
It's Ma? It's not
but
TV
But she was probably
14?
Like, it probably means Ma.
Either way.
I don't know. I would think it's a TV Ma.
It's either Ma or 14, but the point is this, like, lady, okay, just like use your brain for a second, okay? Don't get mad at everyone at the party because you had bad judgment, okay? So yeah, it was really great to see this. It was hilarious. This baby party, tea party for Brooklyn. It was really funny. And we all start off, let's just dive into it. We start off with various flashes of things going on around Atlanta. It's mainly kid focused. So we see Ace and Blaze dancing in the living room. We see Drew trying to get her kids on the bus. Of course, their homework's like all over the floor. She's in a robe. So she's, of course, Drew is a disaster getting her kids on the bus. And we see Sonia showing her medals, her Olympic medals, off to her kids.
You know, seriously, like, do your kids need to see this every day? This is probably something she does every day. Like, look, mommy won this medal in the Olympics. Like, we know, mother. Okay, we get it. So then we go to an art gallery. And it's Kenya. She's like, wow, I love this space. I love the high ceilings. This is so perfect for Brooklyn's tea party. Such an elegant vibe. Because every fucking 3-year-old wants to be in an art gallery for their birthday.
Yeah.
Do you have a Chuck E. Cheese in Atlanta? What are you doing?
Yeah, the perfect place to have a whole like gaggle of toddlers an art gallery where nothing can be touched. Like nothing, everything has to be pristine. Okay. Where, like, right. That's a real, real great idea.
So her party planner is like, okay, so let's go over this. So we'll do some fake flowers. And she's like, fresh flowers and tiny sandwiches and biscuits and crumpets. Can we cut the crust off of the sandwiches? Also, gift bags. So the lady's like, okay, so the budget's probably between 10 and 15 grand. And Kenya's like, oh, you may not know this, but I'm going through a divorce. I don't know if my husband's going to help. Lady, keep that shit at home and order some sandwiches with the crust on. Look, who does that?
I know. But also the fact that she dropped the divorce thing like twice in one sentence, because she goes, well, you know, I'm going through a divorce and now, you know, my husband, da da da. Because, you know, obviously I'm going through a divorce. Just keeps saying it over and over again to this lady. It's like, Kenya, you are just on Dancing with the Stars. You cannot, you can't act like you don't have $10,000 to $15,000 if you were just on network TV for a few weeks. Okay. Your appearance fee for that alone will cover this.
Yeah. I'm like mad. Well, I don't know if you know this, but I'm going through and I don't care. Okay. This is the price of shit. You don't just get discounts because you're going through a divorce. Who does that? So she's like, it's all on me right now because I don't know if you've heard, but I'm going through a divorce. So.
Yeah. And then she talks about how basically she just wants this divorce to be over to move forward. And the custody is all settled. So, you know, great. So then we go over to Gravity Fitness, where Sheree...
I hate the name of that gym. Gravity Fitness. Aren't we going to the gym to avoid gravity? Okay. Don't make the gym something I need to avoid even more by naming it Gravity.
Also, gravity is one of the least fun words there is. I mean, it's literally in the definition. Gravity is like serious, you know?
It was discovered with something dropping on somebody's head. Okay. It's not a fun thing, gravity.
It was discovered by assault. By apple assault.
Gravity! See? Stupid. It's a stupid song.
What about if the gym was called Defying Gravity?
Okay, you just saved Act One. Okay, so Sheree comes to work with Clifford, the personal trainer, and she's like, have a girlfriend meeting me here. I think you know her. You used to work out with Marla, right? And she's got on a t-shirt that says joggers, but it's written as Google, like the Google search engine, which I didn't really get. But I think that joggers probably has trended on Google, you know, every night since this, since she started talking. I know I've Googled joggers ever since Sheree started talking about them.
Yeah, I was like you, where I liked that she was wearing a t-shirt that said joggers. I thought it was funny that it was basically the Google logo, but replaced with joggers. But I didn't get the connection between that, and unless was there something in the joggers discussion where she said, Google it. I just don't remember. If anything, it's a veiled King Zolciak reference.
Yeah, exactly. So don't be tardy for the joggers. Google it. So Marlo comes in and she's like, oh, come on. You're squatting. Is that what you do to Tyrone? Hi, Clifford.
Yes, with all the muscles, Cliff. Now, I'm not sure I'm going to work out. I just came to be cute. And Clifford's like, that's Marlo, which is very sitcom-y. I thought he would like look at the camera and smile and the audience would clap.
Yeah, and they have a Marlo timer, a Marlo workout timer. It's like, she's like, okay, what do I need to do? Okay, I'm done. Thanks.
Cliff goes, he's like, okay, I'm going to let you guys go talk. You know, the producers were just like, you know, Cliff, no, you don't have to leave just yet. We still have to do our like fun and games part of the scene. He's like, no, I refuse to stand here as a trainer and watch this. I'm leaving.
So she gives Sheree shit. She's like, okay, so I know you were talking shit about me at my event. And Sheree's like, listen, it was constructive criticism. You have a very good idea, but it's very niche. It's very niche. Unlike joggers. You know,
and
which Marlo's. Actually joggers are for everybody. So there you go. Yeah. So Marlo's like, Larkov's not for everyone. You've got to be able to afford the extra val I put in there. You know, not everyone can afford that. There's a lot of poor people that we know.
I want to keep it within the industry. You know, I want to get into Tyler Perry and everything. So we find out that actually Cairo, oddly enough, is working in the wardrobe department on a Tyler Perry show, which I was not expecting. So the Marlowe is like, oh, by the way, speaking of Cairo, I was looking at that that dick pic that leaked, and I wondered, hey, what's it like to raise a boy? Because I've got boys, so how children, what do you do with them? Am I right? Huh?
Am I just too rich for children? Am I giving them too much? Am I too good of a monkey? And Sheree's like, well, everyone parents differently, but you're doing a good job. You know, I prefer mattresses on the floor until they've earned something more, but you do it the way you do it.
So, so then Marlowe's like, well, I don't, yeah, I know, it's just so difficult, but, you know, my nephew wants to go into acting, so I think I'm going to take classes with him, too. We'll be like, you know, nephew, aunt, acting thing, whatever, and she tells us that she's an actress. She goes, I just don't run my mouth about it like the other girls. I'm like, or have an acting career. Right? Like,
you also don't run your roles
or lines
like the other girls. Let's see. Marlowe Hampton. And she says, check my IDBM B M B. They're like, you mean IMDB? She's like, that's what I said. IBMDM S? Is there an S? I have multiples, so there's an S at the end.
IBM computers, right? I'm looking at
him. Yeah, so let's see here.
Oh, wow. Games people. She was in the
Marlowe Hampton. Play. The games so, people play 2019.
Oh, and wasn't... wasn't
and some... otherwise... and oh, sorry, go ahead. Do we have a delay? Are you getting a delay too?
I don't know. Play. We might have a delay. I don't know. I can't
three
tell.
Ambitious women navigate the highly competitive world of professional sports. So there you go. She was in that.
Wasn't someone else in the Games People Play recently? Wasn't that like last season? There was someone who was on Games People Play.
Really, I do not know.
Need to get to the bottom of this.
Looks obviously. Like my type of show, though, because the poster says everyone is suspect. John, John, John. So I have a new show to watch.
And it's a Tyler Perry show, which means that there's lots of like very hot shirtless guys at all times.
Yes, I'm in. So let's see. She's like, shut up, haters. Because she doesn't know how to spell IMDb. So Sheree's like, so true. Drew is an actress? And she's like, yeah, and guess what Candy told me? That you all have the same assistant? And she's like, oh my god, she's telling Candy too? Because Kenya was just telling me that she heard this. So Candy's going around telling everybody about this assistant thing. Mm-hmm. And Marlo's like, yeah, and he's saying that you didn't pay him. And she goes, he didn't do anything. Why would I pay him?
Yeah, and Marlo's like, well, why the hell didn't Candy call and tell you? No, so she's trying to stir the pot a little bit. And Shreya's like, well... She should have come to me first. I mean, I'm surprised that you're saying any of this, you know? And then Sheree tells us, you know, Candy doesn't like it when the streets talk about her, which then leads, of course, to flashback of the lies, the lies, the lies.
But it's okay to spread lies about other people. Goodbye. So Marlo's like, so she's not come to you? And she goes, no, I mean, Kenya told me. And why is she telling everybody? You know, if I started spreading shit, you know, that... she spread to me about you and your husband. You don't want that. You do not want that.
Yeah, because Sheree's... Yeah, exactly. So so then Marlo, by the way, starts working out again, sort of like casually, and the timer goes off again on the screen, and this time she makes it to 18 seconds.
Mm. So Sheree's like, okay, well, we talked about the archive. Now, she said she would have done it different, but, you know, just the French part. And Marlo's like... how are you going to do it different when you sent out text invitations for your baby's birthday party? Dun, dun, dun. Uh-oh, text invitations. That's not good on a housewives show.
I know. But yet, by the way, in real life, totally appropriate. Like, that's actually exactly how you invite someone to, like, a little kid's birthday party, I believe, personally. So, yeah, Sheree's like, yeah, well, she talked about your invite, too. And Marlo goes, I mean, at least send a cup of tea in the mail, for crying out loud. Just loving all these broken teacups. So, just in the, like, the postmaster general's like, why are there so many reports of broken teacups in the mail today?
I know, they set off the bomb squad. There's, like, leaky boxes everywhere. So she says she's going to go to support Brooklyn, and Sheree's like, well, now I did tell her about the white refrigerator and the hotel. Okay. Because, she said it was a 4-star hotel in her defense. And Marlo's like, Four stars if it's 1982.
So then we go to commercial, and then have we talked about this commercial? Maybe you brought it up, but this is the first time I saw it, where it was Shannon Bedore for a ship station. Did you see this commercial by any chance?
Of course, and I'm so sorry. I just hiccuped. I was having a ship Pellegrino. But go ahead.
Well, I guess we don't really have a delay. I guess we just have you hiccuping in my face. Wow. Wow, David.
Yeah, but basically, Shannon, it's a commercial of Shannon sitting in a chair, and she's like,
you know, when I started to sell my health product, it was very difficult for me to mail it. There's a very small window in which you can send raw salmon with cream cheese across the country. But ever since I found ShipStation, it turns out I can mail it and have it be thrown out in a faster window than before.
Wow, salmon stuffed with cream cheese.
So then we go to the candy factory. And I love this. Candy is on FaceTime with her agent, Nick Roses. And he's like, okay, Candy, ticket sales are up with the play. And she's like, yes. You know, she's like, I still want to do gift boxes to influencers. And he goes, yeah. And then we'll have boxes going to all 200 Tony voting members. And she's like, yeah. And I invited the girls to come to New York to see the show. And he's like, okay, we need to talk about a la carte. They're obsessed with you.
So she, they're obsessed with her on a la carte. And where am I? I'm lost because I started looking up a la carte. Okay, so basically they want her on this show.
So then she's saying that she wants an EGOT, which is an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. So that's why she's doing all these gift buttons. You know, that's why she's working so hard or whatever. And so she's like, you are working me a little hard, Nick. And he's like, but it's because I know what you're going for. Oh, God. And here's what you got. Okay, an EGOT is what you're going for, and a TODD is what you've currently got. Hi, Todd. Hi.
Yeah, Todd just sort of walks in and everything.
He's like, hi. Hi. Hi, Nick. Hi.
How's it going? And, of course, like, Todd is down for Candy having sexual scenes with a girl, just not a guy. And he's like, I support Candy doing all this stuff, but it's hard on the kids, and it's hard on me, and I'm trying to say stuff because I don't want to be another thing pulling at her. I'm like, you can't say that it's hard on the kids and then you're going away on vacation to Miami once a month.
Yeah, and he's like, can I be honest, Nick? Like, when we got together, it was just us, you know, the plays, the productions. But then since Candy started doing something on her own, I just feel a little left out. Yeah, because there's not a place on her coattails for jobs that she's not doing herself. Get a fucking life, you leech.
Okay? Yeah. So Candy's like, well, I'm always trying to include you in what I'm doing, but you were like trying to cut me out of Socialite, which we learned is like a pilot that they shot. And she goes, you just wanted me to be talent. And so and she's like, look, she's like, you told me I can do the theme song and I can be in it, but like you don't want me to be an executive producer on it.
But I'm surprised you would feel that way. And she's like, listen, I'm doing the same thing that you did. And he's like, yeah, but this is the first time that, you know, we've done something that's not together. And she's like, yeah, and I thought we were always going to do stuff together. And then you tried to cut me out, so I'm doing my own thing. Which I kind of like that part of the story that he started it.
Yeah. You know,
because even without that, she should be able to do whatever the hell she wants. She puts you in on everything. Like, what have you done without her? Nothing, you know?
Yeah.
And if you're going to say, like, okay, we're a married couple and so we're naturally partners, I mean, okay, but then why are you trying to cut her out of your thing?
And so Todd goes, you know, I create a lot of things that I don't, you know, and I don't care that I don't get credit for them, but, you know, but everything I create, everyone's like, oh, candy. And I'm like, mm-hmm, exactly. Like, no, Todd, if you're doing things that, you know, if you're doing things other than riding on Candy's coattails, I think we would see them. But like him, like, here's what we've seen of Todd. Did he buy a truck at some point? He bought like a place to open up a Mexican restaurant and let it sit there for a year without doing anything with it. We see him not getting a generator for OLG. That's what we're seeing.
Yeah, and she's like, so you're saying you resent me? He goes, I didn't say that word. You're putting words in my mouth. You know what else she's putting in there? Food and dollar bills. Okay? So quiet down.
Yeah.
And she's like, but that's the way it feels to me. And she tells us that he's resentful because it feels like people don't recognize his talents, which, listen, I'll give her that. I don't, but I can't really tell you what they are either. You know what I mean? I don't know. I have no idea. And he's on a TV show that could showcase those. So what are they?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, I just want people to know that I did this. You know what I mean? And she's like, I mean, okay. Well, meanwhile, Nick is still on FaceTime. And he goes, I think maybe we veered off. Can we get off of T-O-D-D and back onto E-G-O-T? Thanks. Some time is money, people.
He's like, I'm sort of enjoying this fight right now, but I am still here. So, yeah. And so Todd goes, Nick. He goes, did you understand what I said, though? Did it make sense? He goes, you have a position, and you're very clear on that. So that's all I'm going to say, because Candy's my bread and butter and not you. Candy's my bread and butter, and you're just sort of like a sad jam at a diner, okay?
So let's go to Drew. She said, hello, Rainbow, a store for kids to shop for Brooklyn. And, of course, here she is with the assistant in question.
Anthony. And Anthony's like, ooh, it really is cute in here. I really like the atmosphere. I'm like, dude, you're in a kid's store. This is not, you're not, you didn't just walk into La Bernadette, okay? So she's like, Drew is very happy that she and Kenya are in a good place. She just never thought that that day would come. And so she's telling Anthony that that they're in a good place. And then she goes, oh, and did I tell you? Miss Sheree, I gave her a hug and she hit me with a, I've heard so much about y'all. So Ralph was like, I hope all good things. And then she gave me a, can you believe that, Anthony?
And he's like, well, let me say this. I love Sheree deeply. You know, that's one of my good, 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 good girlfriends. But I just had to cut off business with her because we all know, you know, it's no shade, but she doesn't like to pay. So...
I love when assistants say they have to cut off all business ties. I don't know why. It's like you got fired. Okay. Now, I believe, Sheree does have history of not paying people, but I think in this case, you got fired.
Or were you ever really her assistant? Like, is she one of your good, good, good girlfriends? Or what's going on? I don't understand what's going on here.
But I also just think it's funny when assistants say things like, I have to cut off all business ties. That's like an intern being like, you know what? That position, I had to cut off all business ties. It's like you were not a co-partner on anything. You were an assistant. You were getting coffee. So like to say I'm cutting off all business ties as if there was like high level decisions being made is hilarious to me.
Yeah, like I had to go through HR and cut the ties. And Drew's like, so I thought you meant she didn't pay you enough, but you're saying she didn't pay you at all. And he goes, oh, come on, you know the infamous Sheba Sheree, honey, 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 honey. Honey, 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 honey. I just had one of my really good vendor friends, really good, 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 good vendor friends, honey. You know, he said he wouldn't work with her unless she paid her debt of $25,000.
And Drew tells us, I'm not trying to be messy. I'm like, already you just stop your sentence because you are being messy and you knew all this stuff before you dragged Anthony on camera in this stupid scene here. But anyway, she goes, but you know, Anthony said that she never paid him. And I heard that from multiple people. Not trying to be messy. Just going to air all that out right now on this TV show.
Yeah, everyone knows Sheree likes to barter. That's how she pays for things. She just hustles and barters everything she can. I know that we're not going to have a Drew as the queen of what's cheap and what's not cheap. When she tried, what did she try giving away at the
wig?
Fine, was it the wig there that like she tried to wig. Give as a gift?
But also,
yeah, like, when she brought her brother Lot tape to play for everybody on a boombox. Give me a break, lady.
And she's like actively trying to scam Sonia into like being on her. On her exercise video. It's like, oh, you got to come over, be in the video. She's literally trying to get Sonia to do that for free. You can just tell. So Drew's saying like, this is literally decades that Sheree hasn't been paying people. And then we do see like a million headlines that are like, this carpenter has not been paid. This plumber has not been paid. This driver has not been paid, you know, for Chateau Sheree.
Well, I don't really doubt any of those. I mean, that is kind of Sheree's reputation. Here's my problem. Anthony and Drew, I don't need either one of you saying it. Like, you're not allowed. You know what I mean? Who are you? You're not allowed to say it.
Even
if it's, even if you're reading a headline, like, not you.
Yeah. So, Yeah, so Anthony's like, honey, I got bills to pay. And let me tell you something, Georgia Power and Street Energy, like, they wait on no one, honey, 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 but a credit card payment, honey, extra honey, double honey, one last honey, and conclusion honey.
So Drew gets a phone call from Sonia, and Sonia's been in a wreck and dragged down the street by a fucking 18-wheeler or something. So Drew has to go pick her up. So they go to pick her up,
and Anthony
goes, oh my God, no tacos today, honey.
No tacos today.
He wanted to get taken to lunch, cheap ass Anthony.
I know. That's basically what that was. So Drew and Anthony go pick up Sonia, and they just get her basically, and then they just take her to go pick up her. It basically winds up actually being a nothing, but a very scary, but like a nothing. So now it's the day of Brooklyn's party, and Kenya's in hair and makeup, and then we see Sheree FaceTiming Tyrone, and she's like showing her dog Gotti, who's like this big ass dog. And she's telling Tyrone that she's going to be going to New York because Candy's bringing the whole cast to New York to see the play. And she's like, hey, can you come to New York also? And he's like, yeah, we can work that out. We can work that out. I'm like, Sheree, he doesn't want to see you. The fantasy is over. He's out of jail. It's over.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there, but it's not looking great. So then Sonia and Ross are showing Deuce how to hand Brooklyn her gift, and he's messing around. And then they're talking about how Ross just came back from Austin because when he retired, they opened a chauffeur company in Austin. So he had to actually go there to kind of rebuild the business after COVID. And he's like, yeah, I've been in there actually like washing the cars. That sounds like hell. Weren't you rich? If you're going to invent a job for yourself, do something inside that's not like outside in Texas washing cars. Nuts. You know,
I really like Sonia, and I really like her family, and I think that we should support her family. So to that end, Ronnie, I request that you book a ride with Ross's company there in Austin. Thank you.
Okay. Hell yeah, I will.
Take them somewhere.
I will. I'll be like, wow, who washed his? Did Ross wash his car? Can I request a car that Ross washed himself? Thank you.
Yeah, maybe he'll be a driver. It looked like he was wearing like the driver outfit, so you know,
he's hot. Oh my God, he's so cute. He was so cute in that driver's outfit, the chauffeur uniform. Rawr. So then we go over to the party, and I also like when Kenya was getting in glam. Kenya's got like a glam squad around her. She's getting her hair and makeup done, and Brooklyn's sitting in her lap, and her hair's just like in a little pulled back, little bait, you know, little kid. She's mm-hmm. just like, her hair's pulled back, and Kenya's like, you are the princess today. No, you are the princess, always getting glammed while your poor kid just has little pigtails. What the hell?
Yeah, that's how it goes on these shows. It's like Taylor Armstrong throwing a $35,000 birthday party for her baby, and like she makes the kids play in the dirt while she and the moms all sit at a big, you know, tea party. It was an actual tea party, yeah. Also. So now, speaking of which, we're back at the gallery. Kenya's arriving. It's 12:30, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, it's beautiful! I'm getting divorced." So they've got like specialty cocktails. I think it's so funny when there's specialty cocktails at like a 3-year-old's party. But there's specialty cocktails and everything. And Kenya's like, I am going to go all out for her birthday party. She will never forget it. I'm like, she will literally never remember this party ever. I'm telling you this right now. What 3-year-olds remember their birthday parties? I would love to know.
So she's not letting Brooklyn in the party yet. Brooklyn is somewhere else because she wants her to be able to make her grand entrance. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, everybody's late. And she's like, yeah, it's disappointing people are late. I mean, I get 10 minutes, but an hour?
Yeah. Shockingly.
Poor Brooklyn is sitting in the back of some hot car, you know? And they're like, not yet, Brooklyn. Not yet.
Holding for Brooklyn. So then Sheree is the first one coming. Sheree walks in, and she's like definitely ready to fight with Drew, because she's like, you know, she's like, is Drew coming? She's like, and she's saying how basically she's just like really pissed off about the whole assistant thing, etc. And she tells us, I don't want to start nothing to disrespect cute little Brooklyn, but trust me, if Drew starts some shit, I will finish it. Which means that, yes, there will be a fight.
Yeah, because Drew will start some shit. That's how it goes. So, more arrivals, and we meet a new girl, Moneta.
Yeah. She's Candy's friend, and Neo's ex, and baby mama.
Yes. And then Kenya... Okay, so then Drew comes in, and she's wearing the identical... Well, it's not identical, because it's white instead of pink, but she's wearing the same dress that Kenya wore for Brooklyn's Barbie birthday party. And Kenya's like, is she stalking my Instagram to get fashion tips now?
Yeah. By the way, I'm getting divorced. So now Shreya is telling us that she's just going to, like, at Kenya's request, she's going to just, like, knock. She goes, I'm not going to go after lying ass Drew, but I'm watching that bitch. I got one eye open on her. It's this eye. Wait, that's my bad eye. This eye is my good eye.
So then Drew and Sonya are talking about their husbands and how, blah, blah, blah. What's his buttons? Drew's husband just went to LA. She's like, oh, you don't even know what's been going on with us. Yes, we do, Drew, and it all sucks. Do we have to talk about it right now? Like, that must be how everybody feels when Drew's coming at them to talk. Like, hi, how have you been? My marriage sucks. We know, Drew. We know, girl.
We see a flashback of Ralph packing, and he's going to be sleeping in the son's room, and he says, the whole reason for me doing the dinner in the first place is to make sure you felt like a queen. It's like I felt like you spit in my face. I'm like, yeah, wow, Ralph. Like, love that queen-like experience of having crab rangoon on the roof of your tailor's shop.
And Drew's like, yeah, but here's the thing. I didn't know that you went to the Lions after and you got two Long Islands. Just by yourself? You got two Long Islands? She's looking at a receipt. So he, like, went... he probably went and called the assistant and had Long Island iced teas to vent about this whole thing after.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. He's like, I went with my boy. I mean, what are you talking about? I went with my boy. Okay? What are you talking about?
The Ascentress. So Sonya's like, or Sonya's like, you know, you'll pull it together, you guys. And she's like, oh yeah, you know how we do, pull it together for the kids. I'm like, your kid's right there. Like, maybe say that not in front of the kids.
Yeah,
you know how we do, just fake it for the kids. They're like, mommy, is that what you do? And then we meet Jamie. So she's the Karen of the episode. Jamie. So she's this lady, and you could just tell how this lady is. She's at the bar with Kenya. And Kenya's like, oh, I'm getting divorced. She's like, well, you look amazing, though. She goes, well, okay, well, we're going to have kids over at that table. She goes, look, honey, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what this is. But you got some vibes, so I'm all for it. You got some vibe, honey.
She's acting like she's all down. She's like, I'm a cool mom. You know, that's what they say. I'm a cool mom. You know how I know I'm a cool mom? Because I watch This Is Us and I fall asleep 40 minutes in. I'm a cool mom. So then Marlo arrives. She walks in the door. She goes, oh, is there anyone to greet me? Oh, I guess not. Huh? Trashy event. Trashy. It's not the archives.
I expected more from a strip mall event. So then it's time for Brooklyn to come in.
So they all gather around. They all gather around to face the door because Brooklyn's going to walk in and they're going to all, like, greet Brooklyn. And they're like, here comes Brooklyn. Here comes Brooklyn. And then Candy walks in with her kids and she's like, hey, everyone. Why is everyone facing this way?
And Blaze is just looking at everyone like, what the hell? You know, it's like, why is everybody looking at me?
And they're like, because Brooklyn's about to come in. Like, she's like, oh, shit. So then Brooklyn comes in, and she was so funny. She was like, she walks in with, like, a little pocketbook. Did you notice that?
She's so cute. So everybody woos her, and Candy says hi to Kenya, and she's like, hi, Miss Late. Hi, Ace. And she's like, oh, sorry, but my assistant told me today I didn't have to be ready till 12:45. And then Blaze had to take a nap, and she's like, girl, I don't have time for these excuses. We have games to play.
Yeah. So now it's time to dive into the first game, and it's the tea party game is, what's the best tea you have on someone? And Candy's like, at a kid's party? What?
And then Marlo is teaching Brooklyn how to drink tea, and she's like,
Okay, but don't put your pinky up. That's a dead giveaway.
Yeah. By the way, just want to remind everyone how Kyle Richards would have ruined this entire episode, because she would have been like, guys, I just don't feel like we should be giving tea at a kid's party. I just feel like it's mean. I don't know. I just don't get it. I think it's mean.
I know. And you know, Cynthia is watching this episode like, wow, so we're having fun shade games. Well, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I guess
we're glad they're doing that.
Oh, I seem to remember Kenya telling me you got to, you know, be mindful of the people who aren't in our core group when you do these games. I hope she remembered that with her friend Jamie. Got it.
So Kenya's like, okay, we're going to get started. Take your seats. But our first game is a Brooklyn tribute. What? What is Brooklyn's middle name? Question number 2, what was Brooklyn's first word? Question number 3, when did Brooklyn first walk?
Subway, help, and as soon as possible so she could get the fuck away from you two.
Yeah. So we go through this. It's all nice and fun. You know, we get the answers. And now it's time to get to the shady tea. Kenny goes, now it's time for the shady tea. But fun. And Candy's like, how do you do fun tea? How does that work? Okay. So now Kenya reads the first bit of tea. Like, cause basically everyone's written things in anonymously and put them in a box. So the first one, Kenya's seems relatively benign, comparatively. And she's like, Moneta says she's all natural, but she's had a few surgeries done. And Moneta
goes, yeah, I wrote it in my book. I have titties.
Like, which was her way of saying that she wrote a book, which also leads me to believe, why is so Moneta has a book? What is the okay?
That was so funny to me. That's such a housewives answer. Yeah, it's in my book. So then Candy picks, and she's like, "Candy sucks dick in a locker room."
I was like, "Whoa!" It just like that would get a Dorothy's Bornack. Whoa.
And she's like, that is a lie. And Marla goes, someone was getting soaked in a locker room? And Candy's like, who wrote this? And no one will admit to saying anything.
She's like, who thinks they know some tea about me sucking dick in a locker room of all places? Is that Teresa Giudice hanging around the corner there? Is that Teresa?
Who do you think wrote that?
I don't know. It sounds like Marlo. It has
some, I mean, it sounds the, like the, a Marlo thing,
it
right?
It just sort of has that, like, the kind of the direct lack of like, you know, Marlo, she always says she doesn't know how to read people, so she just hits below the belt. Like, Marlo doesn't have any wordplay. She just goes right in for the kill.
Candy sucks dick at the gym.
So funny. So then they're like, what? So Candy's like, who thinks that I suck dick in a locker room of all places? And she's like, I have never in my life sucked dick in a locker room. Never. Ever.
And like no one's admitting it. And Kenya's like, well, I absolutely did not write that tea. And Sheree goes, well, I didn't write it, but I wouldn't be surprised if she did suck dick in the locker room. She sucked dick everywhere else. Why would she be so offended?
So Kenya's like, Candy, we have to move on because you were so late.
So Kenya is just like a few shades away from our fake Padma, right? Like, she is like, I'm sorry, Candy, we have to move on because you're so late.
So she reads hers and she's like, okay, I couldn't order from the archive because the site is empty and there's no content. And Marla's like, well, whoever wrote that, you don't order. Okay, you email the archive and we write you back if we want to entertain you.
We write you back and we send you a questionnaire to find out if you're the specific one size that the archive fits, a.k.a. my size.
So, Le Archive is so funny to me. Le Archive.
Le Archive.
Let's look it up.
Le Archive.
Le Archive.
I'm still looking at A La Carte. A La Carte has a very attractive cast.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing on here. You just, it says about designers and contact. Yeah, so there's, of course, it's not set up like a store. Yeah. Okay, so Kenya's like, okay, sorry, I was at the wrong line. So Kenya's like, I do want to say, Marlo, I was taken aback because Sheree was saying you were talking about me borrowing a car or something.
Lisa Ray's Range Rover. Okay, that's what the street said.
She goes, I don't even know Lisa Ray.
Well, that's what the streets say.
And she goes, and you own a used Rolls Royce, which, by the way, a used Rolls Royce is still quite expensive, I would have to imagine. Like, that's impressive, okay? That's a very, very impressive thing. So Marlo goes, that's a lie. I bought it off the lot, brand new. And you said I bought a used Rolls Royce? They told you wrong. They told you wrong. La archive.
And Kenya's like, well, that's what I was told, just how you were told that that car was not mine. Thank you. And it's not La Archive. Okay. Yeah, this is not La Archive. And Marlo goes, oh, yeah, your outfit. Yeah.
That's inspired by Chanel, right?
Yeah. She keeps saying it's Chanel inspired, implying it's a fake. And Kenya's like, no, it's not, bitch. I will give you the receipt. So then Candy tells us, she's like, you know, aren't people tired of, aren't they tired of going at each other's neck week after week? Doesn't it get old? I'm like, no, not really, actually. It's lovely. I think it's hilarious. No,
let's have another scene of Todd, you know, squelching money off of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now Kenya says, does she read, is this tea or is she read it? Because someone doesn't pay their assistant. So I guess that was the tea, right? Because Drew,
well, that was the tea, but then Drew just shrugs and goes, I mean, just what I heard. Like, she doesn't even try to hide that it was her. She's like, I mean, I was trying to tell you at Marlo's event. And Sheree, I love when Sheree gets so pissed off, her voice goes into that octave. She's like,
well, you got my number, so you could have called me because you have my phone number. So I don't know why you didn't just call me.
And she starts clenching her teeth too. Like, her teeth don't open anymore. She just smiles and she just starts to, like, she's like, smiles and is like, well, you got my number. You got my number. You could have called me. Could have called me. So Drew goes, well, Anthony, he said he was your assistant, but then he said he had to cut ties. And Sheree's like, he had to cut ties? He? She goes, well, because you never paid him.
She's like, he wasn't my assistant. That's why I didn't pay him. She goes, well, that's what I heard. And I don't know for sure because I don't really know you. And Sheree's like, well, if you don't know me and you don't know what you heard, then why are you spreading what you didn't need? Sheree's about to lose it. And Drew goes, it's just an icebreaker.
Oh, okay. Slandering me is an icebreaker. Got it. So Sheree goes, well, did you not tell Candy? And then Candy told Marlo. And Drew goes, well, I had nothing to do with that. So then Candy then has a little bit of bullshit. She tells us, I was literally just trying to give Drew a chance to tell Sheree herself, and now I'm in trouble. I guess is that what Candy is saying, that she the reason why she didn't tell Sheree is because she wanted Drew to tell Sheree first? I don't know. It sounded like,
yes, she's saying that she was giving Drew the chance to go to Sheree and talk to her about it.
Oh,
before she got her in trouble.
Okay.
So Sheree's like, well, Anthony wasn't my assistant. She goes, well, he wasn't your assistant because you never paid him. She's like, why would I pay him if he wasn't my assistant? Do you see her fucking logic here, lady? And Drew's like, well, then why does he have emails, she by Sheree, that he was trying to put together the line and you didn't want to pay him?
So this is where Sheree just, like, bites her teeth so hard. She goes, are you going to shut the fuck up for a second so I can talk? And Drew's like, well, why are you so turned up? Drew asking why she's so turned up when Drew just accused her of not paying her assistant. And then it's like, oh, why are you so mad? Why are you so mad? And so Sheree goes, because I'm turned up. Because don't play me with my finances or my kids. Don't play with me or my finances or my kids.
And Drew's like, girl. She goes, girl, girl. And they start, like, doing that imitation thing at each other.
Yeah.
And Drew's like, well, I just feel like it's a conversation to be had. She goes, it's a conversation to be had with me, not Candy. Are you really that desperate that you need an assistant to talk about all your friends with? And she's like, actually, I have three assistants. You don't need three assistants, first of all, okay? And how much are you paying your three assistants? Because I'm not buying that you're, like, a $20 an hour employee-er either, you know?
And so then there's this lady named Fatum out of nowhere. She goes, oh, is this the same guy who told you, Sheree, that her husband is gay? And Sheree's like, Sheree's doing this, like, hand thing, like ixnay, this is not for camera. Nope. And she's like, what happened? What happened? And this lady, she goes, oh, yeah, She told me that this guy has been harassing her, trying to be her assistant. And she's like, harassing you?
Well, not harassing, just, you know, trying to get in there. And she's like, yeah, trying to be her assistant, but she didn't want to hire him because he's been talking about you and saying that your husband is gay. So, and Trey's like,
Drew gets all feisty. She goes, well, what we're not going to do is bring up my husband's name in that light because I just met you. And what you're not going to do is speak on my husband. And what you're not going to do. And then Phantom is like, well, that's how messy he is. She's like, well, and what we're not going to do is this is not the place to do that. This is not the place. So now suddenly Drew is like concerned about where's the right place to talk about the shady tea.
Right. And I love this lady because she's like, don't tell me what to do. I'm just telling you. She goes, stop talking. Stop talking. Thank you. Don't you ever do that. And then Jamie Karen gets up. She's like, kids are here. I'm walking. Okay, goodbye. This is embarrassing. And then she walks off, but then she walks back to the other side of the table. She's like, I am leaving. And then she walks away again and then walks back to the bar and walks back and goes, there are children here.
I know. You know, I was down with everything, but then once you say the G word, gay, there are children here. For crying out loud.
I know, she was fine with dick sucking in the locker room as long as it wasn't a dude doing it.
Yeah. So and then Marlo's like, I mean, the kids aren't even over here. She goes, this is a kid's birthday party. Marlo goes, well, I don't know why she's complaining. She knows what she got into with this bunch of girls. What, you know, what can go on? Ken, thanks Kenya, thanks.
And you gotta love it, like, this lady just keeps walking off and walking back and walking off and keeps screaming. It's like, just call the fucking manager, Karen. And she doesn't leave until someone who looks like they're managing the party comes up and walks her out. Like,
no, Kenya, okay, man,
come with
her.
Me to customer service, you know. We'll give you a $5 gift certificate for next time. Sorry you were upset.
Yeah, Marlo tells us, Kenya invited all these bougie white folks. They're like, get my kid, this is unacceptable. So, this lady is still ranting. She's like, my child is here. My child is here. I'm like, lady, I think the worst influence on your child right now is probably you. So Marlo's like,
I know, you're the lady who started the episode by going, I don't give a shit what this thing is here. You got some voov.
Yeah. So Marlo goes, Kenya, don't invite your white friends that don't get it. And then she turns to the white lady next to her and goes, see, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, she's like, you're okay.
And that lady's like, oh, yeah, whatever. She's like, I'm fine. She's like, I've known Kenya a long time. Like, that's what her face is. In fact, that woman actually has her daughter sitting on her lap during this. She's like, ah, whatever.
Yeah. And Marla goes, Kenya invited these people, like, get my child away. And Jamie is still screaming, my kid is here. My kid. Get out of here with your terrible clothes and your terrible hair. Just go. I don't know what you think you're doing here, but it's not working, lady. Leave. Someone escort this lady to her escort.
Please. So then Sheree now and Drew like pick up where they left off. And Sheree is like, you know, I thought you were a cool girl when I first met you. But then this stuff comes up and I'm like, okay, this is a ditzy bitch. And Drew's like, did you just call me a ditzy bitch? And she goes, I did. Bitch. And
Drew bitch.
Goes, bitch.
Guys, there are kids here. Don't raise your voice, okay? This was supposed to be a fun, shady moment. But, you know, this lady, you didn't hear what this lady said. She was simply telling you that Anthony was the one who started that rumor and told other people. And I think you owe her an apology. And Drew's like, but, like, I'm never, that's my husband. I'm never okay with that. And Kenya's like, I'm just trying to help you here, okay?
Yeah. So idiot. Then Drew turns to Phantom and goes, yes, okay, so I took what you said to heart, and he is on probation. And Katie goes, probation? Did you hear what he said about your husband? And then Drew goes, what did he say about my husband? So, no, I think Drew is playing stupid here because she realizes that she played this whole thing wrong. And that, like, so now she's trying to backtrack. And Kenny goes, well, what she said about, you know, the gay stuff. And Drew goes, oh, I didn't hear Anthony say that. I never heard him say that.
She goes, I didn't hear that. Anthony said that? And then she waves. Drew's really not great at this. She's a moron. So Candy's like, yes, that's what they've been saying the whole time. And Drew's like, so you guys feel that Sheree should have come to me alone to address me with this? Because if you're going to hold me accountable, that I should have told Sheree, but then shouldn't Sheree have told me? I mean, come on. She didn't bring that up. And Sheree even says later, like, or no, Marlo says later, in her defense, she didn't bring it up on camera. Somebody yeah. else did, you know?
So Sheree is like, truly is a ditzy bitch. What is she thinking? So then she thinks that she should be mad at Anthony, not her, you know, not at Fatim. So then Kenya goes, well, I think you both got a little out of control and a little emotional. Okay, so let's sing happy birthday to Brooklyn, which is what this is all about. And I'm getting divorced and Candy was late. Okay, everyone.
And they all sing happy birthday. And I am so proud of Marlo for not dissing that tiny cake. Because there's like a little tiny 3-tier cake in the back. It's on a really high table, so it'll look better. Mm-hmm. And Kenya's like, well, thanks for coming, everyone. So she talks about now that she's getting a divorce, that she wants her child to not feel like she's missing anything. And Brooklyn seems happy. And so then Marlo is like, now look, me and Kenya have our little cat fight, and you can all laugh about my event and kiki about that. I guess that's okay. And Drew's like, hey, well, maybe you could have said, you know, your husband's gay to me. And she's like, but she didn't tell anybody that, mm-hmm. Drew.
Yeah. You know? And Kenya's like, I'm still kind of mad about this whole locker room thing, by the way, which is like this wild accusation that's thrown at Candy and then they just move on from it, which is, again, that's hilarious to me. You know, like that to me is like that this show is like finally back in like the place that it should be, that someone could hurl a huge accusation as just like a funny punchline in the middle of a great chaotic episode.
Yeah. And Drew's like, but she didn't pay Anthony. That's minor. But my husband is gay. That's major. Yeah. But Anthony is the one involved in both of these situations is what you're not seeing here.
Man. Yeah. So then Sheree's like, well, I want to have a conversation with you too, Candy. And Candy's like, what, you're mad at me now? And Sheree goes, of all the girls, I would expect it from anybody but you. I don't expect it from her because I don't know her, but I know you. And Drew goes, it's Drew. You don't have to call me her. I'm standing right there. And Sheree goes, I don't know her, but I know you. She like points at her again. I don't know her.
And Drew goes, oh, she's mad. And Sheree goes, girl, stop. And Marlo goes, yeah, you're too pretty for this.
Yeah. And then Sheree starts going, my age stays the same. My age stays the same. And Drew goes, I'm telling you, woman to woman, you should have called me. Okay. And Kenya's like, guys, be quiet. Come on. And Sheree's like, he never got paid because he wasn't my assistant. So they start getting like real, they're starting to like fire up again, you know?
Yeah, they're doing the Marlo versus Sheree repeating things back in each other's face in funny voices. And so Candy's like, yeah, I'm leaving. Okay, just be ready to go to New York. And then Drew is in Sheree's face doing like hand shit in Sheree's yeah. face. Oh, yeah.
She starts saying, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun doing like the sort of like grabbing the air. And so then Sheree does it back. She goes, it sure is. It sure is. It's going to be fun. It sure is. It's going to be fun. It sure is. And then Sonia tells us, she goes, this is the side of Drew I haven't seen, especially to get in Sheree's face. I wouldn't get into Sheree's face. So what this is to me, what that means right there, this is the start of the storyline wherein Drew brings Sonia into the group, according to what we've seen. And now Sonia starts putting the distance between her and Drew. So that way, by the end of the season, she doesn't have to be friends with her anymore.
Yes. And Candy's like, Drew, don't you know that she has a strong right hook? And she's like, well, I have a strong everything. Girl, you couldn't even do 2 push-ups, we saw. So please.
I know. Don't go up against Sheree. First of all, Sheree has the best toned arms on all of Bravo. Okay, so she is good. If you draw out a hook from her, you're going to feel it.
We just saw Sheree do 200 workouts in one episode. We saw you not able to complete 5 minutes, okay, yeah, with your fake diet. Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here, Drew. So that was the episode. Fun times. I was really cracking up. That whole the tea party was hilarious to me. Really enjoying this season so far. So that being said, be sure to come join us this evening on Take a Seat. And we'll be back later this week with plenty of other episodes. Just be sure to subscribe to us on whatever platform you're listening on. And then let our episodes come to you. That's the way it works. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Regal.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet.